discussed when you take Maaser from your earnings, whether first you deduct the taxes, income tax or other taxes before. And Rav Moshe made a chiluk between that income taxes you deduct and other taxes you don't. And the Michas Yitzchak thought maybe all taxes deduct. So we mentioned briefly yesterday that there is a discussion about expenses. What is the story about deducting expenses before taking Maaser? Because I'll be pashtus, all your earnings, you're supposed to take Maaser, all your revenue. And I could see someone saying that even taxes, you know, it's interesting, we saw Rav Moshe and the Michas Yitzchak. Rav Moshe said making a chiluk, and then Michas Yitzchak said, so you deduct everything. There must be a third sheet out there somewhere that says, no, you don't deduct anything. Because both income taxes and other taxes are choivus, and then you shouldn't deduct anything. I didn't search hard enough to find that third sheet. But logically, there should be a third sheet here. You know, but all I saw was the two sheets of Rav Moshe and Michas Yitzchak. So maybe there is, maybe if I would work harder, I could find a third sheet. Okay, but today I want to discuss another aspect, and that is whether one is mechuyev, one is allowed rather to deduct his household expenses before he calculates Maaser, which, in other words, basically he's saying that, in other words, whatever you need for your life, achila, shtiya, the basic needs, so that's not really revach. That's your revach is what you get above that. Now some people, they don't earn more than that they need for their regular. So basically, if you say that, then the whole, a lot of people, then the whole Maaser would be obsolete, because there's nothing. Nothing above that, right? We'll see. There's a discussion in Hilchos Tzedakah that says, your parnasa comes first. There's a lot of people ask whether they should give Maaser Tzedakah. They don't even make their own parnasa, so they don't have a parnasa. So, Chora, we'll see. In Hilchos Tzedakah is brought down that the whole concept of, Tzedakah is only, or Maaser's, first you have to have for your own, the person doesn't have his own parnasa, he's giving away a little bit.
When you say stuck, you mean, stuck and Maaser, what does that mean? When you say
stuck,
you mean Maaser? You mean, after I give Maaser, then comes stuck?
Okay, so that's a very interesting question.
Because like the Aliyah, it goes from your bonus. So are you saying that stuck is only from Maaser to Chomer? Are you saying everything is stuck and Maaser is just like...
Some want to say that Maaser Tzedakah is two things. The pashtus to me, if you look carefully in all these halachas we've been doing in Maaser Tzedakah, they're all in that siman about Tzedakah, the midos of Tzedakah. So I think it's really all connected, even though I saw in some svarim they want to say no, it's two separate things.
But if you're saying that Tzedakah is only some people have parnasa plus, so the plus you need to give Tzedakah for, but if I don't have parnasa, so then.
Right.
So then that would mean that, Maaser. That means you don't give Maaser if you don't have your own parnasa.
Right. That would imply that, yes. So we'll see that inside when we start.
Didn't the Gemara say, we say, Ayu Hashem, Shal Yisrael Kol Briyus, right?
Right.
Doesn't that imply that, listen, but if someone makes so much, like, from Gam Shukma, like, so we're saying that, really, we would have wanted you to give more, but we don't want the person to give more. So isn't that just a general mahalak of limiting the whole, like you're saying, the whole idea of Tzedaka is that that's an objective cap. That we don't need to do, but you see that the mahalak is that Alta Sakta Brios comes first.
Right. 100%. 100%. Okay. Okay, so Rav Yosef Karo has authored many svarim. So one of the things he's authored is a tshuva sefer called Avkas Rocho. There's another sefer, I think it's called Shut Beis Yosef, that's a separate. Avkas Rocho is one of his famous tshuva svarim. So in Simon Gimel on page 2, he has it. Asher Shaltani al Dvay Hamaisi Beiza Ofen Yifro Shuma Yasebo. Kol Daiti Atzor Bitzor Vakdim Vomer Ki Ain Safek Shulius Inyan Hafrosh Maisi Me Moma Dov Gol Mod. Right, it's very Gol Mod. And Shomu Chazal. Aser ta aser aser b'shvil shiftis asher. Right, mutar menasos mitzvah zos Hashem Yisbarach. Right, we saw in the Gra maybe only with a chomesh, maybe not with a regular meiser, but you know what maybe the aser to aser maybe only the chomesh is the thing. Page 2. So he says. Kfusim per beis b'mesechus Tamil comes from Talmud. V'chuma say the first word in line on the left side, page 2, the left side. Uvekum I say. L'mando ma'akimus v'sayim havi ma'isim v'sanedrin. So havi ma'isim v'sanedrin. He writes at the bottom of the footnote, Al Kober, the Hacha Hutu Lavor Allah, the Losinosu, Gamma de Shom Befeish. He's a Mice of Shriosha Esasha, or Shriosha Yichne Bli. But he's saying, you're allowed to articulate that.
That would be a problem with saying, because the Hidash and Aser Bishwosh is Asher anyway.
Right, so you're allowed to you can say it. So then he says, "Chay tzarich l'daktik v'asiyas mitzvah zos ad de'ividim v'akir lav losa zu skaim aseh b'fich zu tztacha." Kimo shadash of Rosh Hashanah. Here, look at the footnote base. Chamas morim v'zeh d'inkevet shekol hakim is lav. Essay Dochalosa says that Be'idna, that you're doing the essay, you're not here to laugh. Okay, it's Sarah Shalom Yichavim, Manasseh Hashem, and it was much Omer Befiv and Ischayev. He's saying you should have that in mind when you're giving the tzedakah. So it'll be Shas the tzedakah, you have in mind that you're Manasseh Hashem. So it's sort of like an essay, don't know what I'll say. But it shouldn't be that you gave tzedakah and now you, a day later you say, oh, that tzedakah I want, that should be all. Interesting, I never saw this before, this concept. Okay. He says a lot of people, they don't do the right, they're not mafresh karoy. You see, first of all, you got to know, sometimes the people starting to do meiser, right? So then, so whatever income they do, they're mafrish. But no, first you have to be mafrish from whatever is in your bank. The keren. And once you did the keren, then all the income that you get every year, then you're mafrish. But sometimes the people never did the keren. They never did the keren.
But you have to do the keren every year, in other words.
Once.
Once, yeah.
Because if you do the keren every year, your keren will not be a keren kayemis. It'll be a keren. So some people, they're not mafrish min hakeren, and they're not mafrish from the revach, only what they're getting more than their expenses. So he says, "Zeh ani omer ki einam yotzim b'zeh yidei chavasam." Ki tzarech mitchil kedei sheyem mutar l'nasas Hashem mizbarach bo. Right, whatever you have from the Karen, so you have to take from the Karen. Everything from the Karen. From Yafi Shechad. Every $10 you give a dollar. Lo pachas lo yosef. But if you have he's saying every 10. It was theoretically you can make a tenth of anything. He says, so that you leave because the vada of Leir Vedim Ashar, then you'll wait till you get 10 of those, whatever. Vachar shehipish me'akeren yistacher b'ma'osov u'b'chol chatzi shona yatsa hashbon of yire mashe hirviach yoser al kol asher pizir b'dvar hatzvichim l'bayis v'yikach ma'isik v'oshar marno. So he says beferish. So you have to, whatever you earn more than what you need for your household needs, you mafrish on that. So the Birkei Yosef says, isn't a spear? First he's saying people are doing it wrong. They're not mafrish from a carrot. And they're only mafrish from what? From after they take away the household needs. And they do their role. Because they have to be mafrish from a carrot. And then he says, and they have to be mafrish only after taking away the household needs. So it seems that there's, in other words, does he agree with this idea, the Beis Yosef, that you're mafrish only from after you deduct what your household needs? Or does he disagree? First, he's saying, oh, this is part of the things that they're doing wrong. That they're first taking away from the household needs, and then they're taking mice. But then he says, so what's the right way of doing it? You have to mafrish from the Karen, and then you mafrish from the Revach after the household needs. So which way is it? Does he like this? Or doesn't he like it?
I think he's saying that you never, from the Karen they have in the bank, you never took off mice, or even from the Revach from Malam and his household needs. Now that maybe an analysis from Alman is how only struck a bias. Meaning, actually, you've already used the struck a bias, and that's what's left. So on that, take off That's what's allowed.
So you never took.
Never took. Meaning you use your house only to announce the Rebbe, and you never took miser off that carrot.
Right.
You take miser off that, which is...
So whatever you earn, then you subtract your household needs, and then you take...
And you've already used your household needs from that money. That's old money.
Right.
Says you've given that money last year.
Right.
So you've already used all the household needs that you've used. So now what's left in your bank is your Rebbe, and you've never misered that. So take off miser. Now, mikana lahava, the new money that comes in, that you're going to hold.
So whatever's left in the bank, you'll...
There's something that from last year. That's definitionally what is the mile off from your Tzarei Bayis.
Right.
So I never took miser off of that.
Right.
And now the new money that comes in is a tarot between household needs and Rebbe. So the household needs go to household needs and the Rebbe. You take your miser off.
Right, so the house only is the last thing you already did.
And what's in the bank is
the moser. So now you got to take a tenth of that. And then
the new money
comes
in as
a tarot. So then you deduct.
Deduct the house.
Okay, good. That's a good shot. So he talks a little bit about the footnote here. But so the maaser is a big chiddush of the Beis Yosef. Because Pashup Shah, whatever your Rebbech is, that's your Rebbech. And then you take from that. And then you spend whatever you need to spend. He's saying a Chiddush that household needs is not called Rebbech. And therefore you first... Yeah, and one second. And then we discussed yesterday taxes. So Moshe Feinstein said income tax... You deduct, and then you only after. But the other taxes, like sales tax, all the other taxes that you paid, that you don't deduct. In other words, that is part of your revach, and then you have to take my certain amount. What?
It sounds very much like the
Yachamim. Right. That what? That.
Anything you deduct.
And then after, whatever you would use for your vacation and whatever the extra money that you're planning to, that's the Rebbech money. Now, Rabbi Tuggle was asking, so what's included? So we're going to see Rabbi Vadia as a tshuva. I mean, we saw part of the tshuva already, but what's called. So the stuff of household needs might include, we'll see Rabbi Vadia discusses, tuition. And once you do that, unless you're a really wealthy person, there's nothing left, believe me. Ephes.
Negative.
Even vacation can be a household need if it's medically required, right?
Okay. I mean, you can say that about anything. I mean, everything can be a household need.
But what do you mean, like, what if you live in a community where it's like, every day takes the holiday, you know?
I mean,
in a community where I have to dress a certain way. You know,
wearing
suits means that I have to get a tailor.
Right, in other words, so if you live in certain, yeah, if you live in certain communities, you have to have a certain type of house.
You say, like, dude, you're doing fine. You have a house in the Hamptons, you're okay. But the guy's making a tie number.
Right. If I live in certain places, if I don't have a certain standard, then
you can't say move somewhere else. Go move to Wisconsin.
Right. You live in some out of town.
So then you can make a kind of like, well, yeah, my kids need to have all these.
Yeah, they don't necessarily need to redo your kitchen and.
Well,
you don't need to like.
You need a spitz kitchen.
You want
a kid like a kitchen in the Heights.
That's what I'm asking.
Not spitz.
I understand, but that would be considered. But I'm living in a house in the Hamptons, and with all the kind of normally goes along with that, whatever normal is, I can say that this is how old means.
Day Masorah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to have to learn in future Shiurim how that works, Dei Machzor. So that's up and coming. Now, the Knesset HaGdolah, he has a tshuva here. So if you look on page 8, it says in the last line on page 7, "Kina mafrishin min akeren shevichu, v'chashi yevichu mafrishin min arem chulav." Rav Moshe yevichu yosel hososu mechil shtir shad varm. Then you make any jumps in the same way. So, Chil, Gedeshim, Mutla, Natsu, Shizka, Shiasa, Chesh, Mikola, Shayeshlam, Mikola, Sar, Yafi, Shechem, Apoch, Zul, Yose, Shay, Eze, Moshe, Shal, Yigil, Chesh, Ben, Asar, Yenichim, Mikis, Levada, Le, Yavedim, etc. So, Dov, Atasak, Yechem, Mishniach, Tov, Echad, Atov, Yashem, Yom, Atov, Yechem, Ad, Bozai. So this tshuva was Rav Matisyahu Trivish. We have a fellow here who said this other shir, Trivish. Yeah, Trivish. So this seems to be a quotation from the Beis Yosef. So we're going to see. Rabbi Joseph says it could be that they had the Ksav Yad, you know, who was the true author of the Ksav Yad, and they, you know, so because the Gdola somehow attributed to Matis Yahu Drivers, but maybe it's really the Beis Yosef. Okay. We'll see. Rabbi Joseph points out that the Tashbates seemingly does not agree with this Shifa. So whoever said it, but you look at the Tashbates here on page 9, Ocha Alta Adam Shinoda Beis Saroso, Omer Kola Shatitim Li Aser Asrenuach. Yaakov Avinu. Ukshayotze El Aravacha, then he got, his tzar was over. Lokiim as Nidron. So he never fulfilled his nether. Achazma Maruin Sora L'Tshuva. So then he finally wanted to do Tshuva. He's Gilakai kindness Nidron Mayom Hahu Vahalo. So once in a while he forgets to be master. And he wants to make Hataras Nedarim on the whole thing. So because since his nether, that cramps his spending because he has less money to spend. So is he allowed to make Hataras Nedarim? Now Rav Avadi Yosef wants to point out, and I think if maybe someone else points it out, that the Tashbates clearly doesn't agree with this. Because if you're saying that, like the other sheet is, that first you spend, you know, your life needs, and then you take. So it's much from here, no, that you're going to take Maisa first on everything, because and therefore it's also mitzvahs. Because if it would be that you could spend your life needs first, then it's not going to be mitzvahs. So Maisa will get less, but you'll still have the same amount of money to.
Maybe a net for shasta or is that.
The special fear that he's going to find himself, it's not just saying, oh, regular master of course. Yeah, could be, maybe. That was his impression. So, So he writes here that he has to make Hataras Nedarim. Here, on page 10. He says, you make a Pesach, then a Tarata. Right, so maybe he understood that it's just to mean that maybe he holds like a Bach.
Yes.
That there's no chiyuv, and now you're taking you're making a nether. Well, that he's going to give, if you assume. Chomesh, maybe that's the pshat. Right, so you could say. Rabbi Yosef wants to claim that the Tashbetz didn't hold from the Beis Yosef, but Rabbi Tam was pointing out maybe not. Maybe it's different when he takes his own nether. So it's not necessarily working with the regular. Okay, maybe. Then they point out that the Shilas and Shuvah's Maris Steif, Rav Yonis and Steif. He was a big gaon in Budapest. He was a Rav in Budapest. And then he went, where'd he go? Williamsburg, Haladasi Reim.
She went to Williamsburg
and back. Oh.
With the
Samar River. Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
I met his grandson, the Bashel of the Monkey.
You met his grandson, who, Rav Yonatan Steif? Also Steif?
Steif, yeah.
He was a big Pesach, you know. Yeah, people held him, a big help from him, others held from him, very, very big marahara. He's one of these people that also, I was told, all he wanted to do was to be like a shamus in a shul in America. But that's why the Balabatim, I was told, started the Kaladasi Reim in Williamsburg. So he should have a rabbanus, because they felt such an Adam Gadol was not a kavadik that he shouldn't be a rav. So they.
He wrote
the Chumash
too.
Yeah, yeah. Parish of Chumash, Chuvas, there's a Chuvas and other things. Oh, Rabbi Tuchman, look at this, page 12. He wrote a Chuvas. Look who he wrote the Chuvas to. The gentleman Zev Zucker. He's how old is he? He's in his he's an older man. I saw him for the first time last week. He's a man probably in the Bulian Hara in his 80s. He's like a second grade, first grade Rebbe in MTJ. It's big time chacham. He chooses to him in the Igros Moshe. So here, some of Hirsch Melech always says I should go to hear his shir. It's right across the street from one of the halls in Williamsburg. So during the wedding, I went out and I.
Different shiur.
Yeah, different shiur. Shiur was for first graders, and this is for people, older people. They have a mere minion in Williamsburg, so he's I guess the rub there. So he discusses this, so he quotes the Knesset Nola. Buchach Shashvili, Tchili Yeshul Nakos, Majahotzi Lotzos, Beso Menarevach Hanoser, Obize Yafrish Meiser. So he quotes that same tshuva from the Beis Yosef or from this Trivish, but that tshuva, that same concept that he's supposed to deduct. Then he says, the Chavos Yair says, so he, Chavos Yair is the one who argues, and he says, Adam Hamotzi Hotzos Misoch Beso Gamkin Hotzah, he Choshevazol Shosev Adeinu. So it's sort of a half-ish a meisim, we call ha-revach. The lodi koi. All pilbushom, who in the tosh ha-yil will be there, from imkor v'niklos ha-schor, but it's all based on eim anakos. He says, that's l'chor the pashup shat. That's how it's all based on. So he, but Rav Yonasan Shteit, he says, is what to say for the other side. Shemasa Sarachad al Sipuku Zonas, who called him Lachol? I know Zonas of Yosef Rachman Ashar, but I read it, Yafir Shabaisa. And Rav Avadi Yosef has this tshuva. The Chavos Das, well, he discusses about you know, supporting your kids and things like that, you know, Zonis Banam, you know, that whole thing we've discussed in the past. So that whole tshuva, he says, Yesh lo tzayef od, Masha kosim maran b'shut lov kasrochel, shechiv ma'isek sove, mula'achar nikoi olsa oso, ha'tzvichas l'beso. La'knesset lola, chosim tshuva zu, he says, Ula Meshut Han Rashbeitz Mukach Mehipoch. Unless you say that we talk with Zdechia. That maybe Mustaine was another, that maybe it's different. Because he says he would have to stump his Hotzos, would be stifled. So that's Mashmah that at first you take the Meister and then you start, you know, using the money. Rabbi Tavu said maybe there's another is different. Chaim should base Dino Shal Shlomo, we saw in that paper in the past. First of all, Divrei Chachnas, those who ain't Nirech came Mistimas Divrei Poskim. Can you learn when came a Farish? So the Poskim, you don't get the impression that you take, I mean, you say the Beis Yosef is worth Poskim. But I guess other Poskim didn't, you know, maybe they didn't know from this Beis Yosef, I don't know. But this Beis Yosef is Beferish, that is, you know, Im Ken Hayo Omer Ken Beferish. We got Moya Dun, one with Marav Bal Tshuva Zu, who Bar Samcha. There was a Beis Dino Shel Shlomo just saw a quote in the Knesset HaGdola. So he assumed, he didn't know anything from any Beis Yosef. So he assumed this person, Rav Matisyahu Tribish, is basically an unknown. And who says that, you know, it's a bar samcha, tshuva of a bar samcha. And he says, the Chida also quotes this name of Matisyah. Tshuva is Maran, Saviyad, Saviyad and Achosi Tshuva Zul, Kachol Aloshim Zehivik Nesestola, Achosim B'sov HaTshuva, Maran Zal, Vanachnu Mu'neina, Hoshad Divi Emes Yivul, Maran Zal. Russia comes on back and the true and out. This old subdivision of the very rather than the Shell, but open to get room Moses to serve after his mice in Colorado. But he says, Hagor of Kalfa Moshe Akoi, the fourth one, should show you the initial. Because of last with Tamas and Ramah Chuvah, she must go to the Doha, the very big Yosef, because of Stama, came to Custom Maram all the Chuvah, she must go to Vada Maranza. Efter Tzuvah Zmaral, Nishra Ben Tshuvosev Shalom Matasyal, Malicha Tzima, Hashem Achnes Tzoshi. That was when somehow they got the Tshuvahs of Matasyahu. So maybe Matasyahu received the Tshuvah from the Beis Yosef, and then the Beis Yosef didn't sign his name, and he thought it was his Tshuvah, not the Beis. Okay, whatever it is. So he says, Rav Kalfon says, Al Koponim, Kevin Sheikir Din Maisik Safim Shonim B'machloikis. Yes, I'm saying well a minute. Yes, I'm showing with Rabbanan. I kind of will take the Rabbanan cool. We close the case, right? Behold, the Horus Kedaz Maran Betshuva. Allah will make the Rabbi. All those who do the mitzvah of Maisik Sofim. Because you'll be able to do the mitzvah of Maisik Sofim much easily if you hold from the Beis Yosef. But It could be sometimes you'll be violating even more than a chomesh, because you know, if the mice is only after, so certainly the chomesh is, and then a lot of times people maybe are giving even more than a chomesh. Then he says, "Should have it said that kosher of gam came the fak pek al divrei akneses hagdola sheikus shetzorach lahafish mitzvah mikol harevach lo mikol hatzos beiso." It's the whole revach, not no. Rav David Horowitz should kinyan teira hevi shem god Rav Yaakov Shur. That's not too much. When we get to it, I'll show you exactly how much it is. Shlishis Hashekel. Okay, that's up and coming in your packet. And then he closes with Rafael and Kova. Yeah. Yeah, who is he, you know?
Morocco.
Morocco name.
So he also says, Naktin Allah Shish Lunakos Tchivas Chatzos Abayit, Imashin Nishar, Tish Lav is Mashik Sofim. Zod Dech Rishar with the Woki Chidah.
Because Chidah was the one who said that way. So that's what he said, that should Bruno. All these so basically, in the end of the day, Rav Avadi writes that page 18. So that was the thing we saw. He holds that Lamal Migimel is stucker, right? And Moshe argues with that, right? It's not as that. But well, if you hold like the Beis Yosef, like Rabbi Tachman was saying, even Lamal Migimel. So this is a good, you know, the Rav Avadi doesn't work with this. Meiger, he holds that you should really try to give it, you know, that you don't count the Hotzos Beso, because he only counts the sin from 6 and on, because that was that it stuck on. Before that, it's also Hotzos Beso, but that's Yechir, so then it doesn't count. But he says, I mean, this is an interesting horror he's making then. Like if a person, it was a person that asking, should I do Maisa? Shouldn't I do Maisa? So a lot of people, it would be very difficult if they would Maisa before Hotzos Beso. But if you tell them after Hotzos, if there's anything left, so they can at least do that. And probably most people by then, I don't know if they have anything, you know, I don't know if you even have a Shlishis or Shekel after that, but that's what he was saying. So if you can't do this type of Maisik Sofim, then you can do the other type. So that's the Shulam Ibn Tzedek, we said it already. Okay, but this is a good idea, you know, the Afkas Rochel and the Tashbeitz and where they're arguing and the Knesset Hagdola and the Marishtaif and all these different, and the Kavadas. So he's not, it's interesting, Rav Avad Yosef is not just saying, you know, a lot of times Rav Avad Yosef just says, we follow the Beis Yosef, we follow, but I don't know whether the Truma of the Afkas Rochel maybe has, I don't know, especially it's not even clear that it's the Beis Yosef who wrote it. So maybe he doesn't just say straight off, just forget about everything, just follow what Maran says in the Afkas Rochel. He doesn't say that. Like he has a Shita, which I don't follow, his Shita, Rav Avad Yosef says that you have a high doorway. So the Shachos Yushalmi put it shoulder high. But Rav Avad Yosef says it's not in the Shulchan Aruch such a thing. The Shachos is from the Yushalmi, but Maran Beis Yosef doesn't quote it. So it's mashma from Maran Beis Yosef that it has to be the top third, even if it's going to be way high. Because he says, that's it, Maran, finished. Right, so maybe there could be chilukim between. Put it in the. In the Shulchan Aruch. So he had, you could say, well, in the Shulchan Aruch, he never says this idea, so maybe.
It could also be in the Shilas.
Right. So it's hard to be Madai. Yeah. I don't know. But here he didn't give the full stamp for the Beis Yosef and just says, okay, you know, that's the real halacha, then you want to do more. He does it the other way, then really you should do the other way, the more expensive way. And if you can't do that, at least do this way. But that's a good shara for, it would be relevant for, say, some middle class people, middle class to the higher middle class, that they'll have their, before, and even though today, tuition today is different than what tuition was when I went. People can afford, things. Today it's like, I don't know who could afford, these tuitions. It's just like beyond, plus then discussing mice after that. So this discussion is very relevant of giving a different type of maisa, but it's Maran. Maran says so. Maran is Maran. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. You have family there as well, right? You said. Where they come from?